I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I know that we've done carpenter bees, and now we're going to do mason wasps. Are there plumbers, roofers, electricians as well in the insect family?
We'll get to that. Well, it's interesting that you mentioned carpenter bees because there's a direct link between mason wasps and carpenter bees.
How so?
Mason wasps are these beautiful, big, bold, black and white wasps, and they're solitary, but they are cousins of the more familiar social wasps, paper wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, and they are cavity nesters. But the mason wasp prefers building its mud nest and laying its eggs and provisioning them in abandoned carpenter bee tunnels. And I was walking the alleys in my neighborhood very recently with my dog Rhodesia, and I saw this beautiful wasp poking its head into this very clean 5/8-inch hole in a 4x4 that was leaning up against my neighbor's fence just as cleanly had it been drilled. So I ran home, grabbed my camera, and it was deep inside. I just saw the tip of its abdomen and wingtips poking out, and I waited and I waited and I waited. So I just gently tapped on the 4x4, and it took off and circled around a few times and landed. And I managed to get a couple of shots of it before it took off again. But I didn't know that much about them. So I thought, well, I'll sit down and do a little bit of research, and discovered they go out in your garden or park or wherever and they collect caterpillars. And usually they're very selective, and usually they only go after one species at a time. They don't just willy-nilly grab whatever caterpillar is around. They'll sting them, paralyze them, and then lay them in end-to-end into these mud chambers. And they line the walls with mud, fill in the first chamber with paralyzed caterpillars, and then they seal it off, a little mud partition. They're just amazing. And you can get these things to come into your yard if you don't have them. This is something I'm going to do for next spring.
How do you do that?
Well, you make some trap nests. You just gather up some slabs of wood and drill different size holes into the wood following the grain. And if you want to see what's inside the nest, you drill the holes in between the sides of the wood that are facing one another, then strap them together or bolt them together, and then hang them and just wait. There are all kinds of solitary bees and wasps that will make use of these holes. And there's other critters, too. You're going to find spiders and beetles and other things that are just hiding in there temporarily. But there are a whole host of important pollinators and predators out there that are looking just for those kinds of spaces. And they're very specific as to the size hole. So your best bet is to get a block of wood or a series of slabs of wood and drill in all kinds of different size holes.
But for the mason wasp, it's specifically a 5/8 inch?
Well, roughly. They'll use other holes as well, but they seem to prefer the carpenter bee, and the carpenter bee is roughly 5/8 inch. The day after, I went back with my camera, and the hole was sealed. So the wasps are in there. The nests that are made this late in the season, those wasps won't emerge until May of next year. They're going to overwinter in there as pupae or adults.
Did you bring the piece of wood home?
It's a huge 4x4. My neighbor said I could have it if I wanted it, but he said it reluctantly. So,
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.